This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
And to you.
Happy Thursday before the Roots Festival.
Yes.
Well, it starts tonight. It does.
That's
it starts
right,
tonight.
With the party.
Yes.
That's right. But the big shows, the sort of day-long music starts tomorrow, if I'm
right.
correct, right?
We'll have a live show tomorrow at noon, public invited at the Fayetteville Public Library.
So cool.
Then Friday night, Saturday night. Multiple stages.
Yep.
I should say Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday
yep.
night. Multiple stages at Walton Arts Center.
Absolutely.
It's a festival.
It is.
You may have
much.
The ticket for Grisman or John Prine, but go. That
all
ticket
weekend.
Gets you all.
All weekend.
Gary, right.
You will definitely find somebody that you like
yeah.
that
so
you've never heard of.
Tiffany
which is
Christopher, a lot of yeah. local folks still on the Hill.
One of the great parts about doing a festival like that. It'll be great.
You guys are kickstarting it at Walton Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had Second City Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Two shows, and now you're really beginning to.
Yeah, we're picking up a little bit. We've got like we said, the Roots Festival this weekend, and then next weekend is Labor Day weekend. I think mm-hmm. is it?
It mm-hmm. is.
Gosh,
yes.
can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Our box office will be closed, I think, on the Monday of Labor Day, but then we run right into September, and things start to pick up. Everybody's back at school. This is the time of year I think when it's the hardest to get our shows on your calendar. Just because there's so much going on in everyone's life. So we're going to stay very focused today. We're going to talk about the first couple weeks of September.
Okay.
And we're going to decide what you should get on your calendar for this
okay.
week. So the first thing to note is that Theater Squared will be kicking off their season with Noises Off starting next week, August 30th.
Right.
Have you guys seen this show?
I've never heard of it.
I have. I think the University of Arkansas
yeah.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something to behold.
Oh, my
its
gosh.
Timing, its precision. Morgan Hicks, the director, and Martin Miller, the managing director mm-hmm. of Theater Square, will be on the show Monday talking about it. It's nine people.
It's craziness.
It's a play within a play within a play.
Yep.
You
it's
see
madcap.
Things from different perspectives.
Yeah.
The set turns. Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be fantastic. It's I don't even really know how long it's been around. I'm sure they'll tell people about that. But I've seen it a couple times in regional theater, and
so I should have heard of it.
It's hysterical.
Yeah,
it's
it
so
is.
Funny. It's a great way to kick off a new season because it's just fast paced, and you know you're going to see faces you know on the stage, and it'll be great.
It's really spectacle,
mm-hmm.
not in the Barnum and Bailey sort of way,
mm-hmm.
but in just what this cast and crew. Has to do.
Yeah. I mean, I would say this is as close to choreography
oh, sure.
as you'll ever get in theater. You know, it's usually you talk about blocking,
mm-hmm.
which is how people get around the stage. But this is choreography. These people are going to be running around in circles, slamming doors.
13 of them.
Yeah.
13 doors on the set.
Yeah.
Two-story set.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't wait. So it starts on the 30th of August, and it runs through the 23rd of September. So it's a four-week run.
And cannot be extended. Because that butts up against Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue.
Absolutely. Yep.
So
don't miss it.
Fairly warned.
Yes, you are warned. And if you miss this and you like comedies, then you should feel bad. Okay. Next, we will, for Walton Arts Center, we will have Stomp in the House for four shows from September 7th through the 9th. And I'm not sure. I didn't see them, but they were on the Olympic closing ceremony.
They certainly were
yeah.
early on.
Yeah. That sort of – I understand they found out about that. At the last minute.
Oh, really?
So it was a, oh my goodness, we're going to be on the Olympics, which, oh, how cool is that?
And they came out and they were stomping on trash cans mm-hmm. and all sorts of things.
And it's the same group that's going to be here?
You know, that's an excellent question, mm-hmm. and I'm not certain. But I do know that it has changed our plans a little bit, because originally, I think when we talked about Stomp prior, they were going to be here. They were going to be teching for a while. They were going to be sort of introducing their new show. That's not actually happening now. The show is going to be the same show they've done mm-hmm. for the past couple of years, but it will have different content than if you saw it back in 2008 with us. There might be some new people because this might be one of the first times they all get together. So we'll be the first stop on their tour, but it's just not going to be a completely renovated new show.
Gotcha.
But oh, it's going to be – they are
it's
just
fun.
So much –
You've seen them.
They're so
mm-hmm.
much fun. Such high energy, and you sit there. You go, I don't understand how they can make music like this. My favorite is the little lighter – lighter one. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Where
yeah.
they all have lighters on stage. And so they've been stomping and clomping and making all this huge noise. And then they stop and they all take out lighters and they do a little song with the click of the lighter.
Oh, wow.
So
like
neat.
A Bic. Yeah.
So neat. So that is September 7th through the 9th. That's a weekend show, four performances. So that's that's your second weekend of September. And then the following week, Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will kick off their first season, their first show. It's a Masterworks concert, so it's going to have honestly, I've forgotten the rep, which is terrible. We'll talk about the rep next week. But it's Masterworks, so it will likely have a big, mm-hmm. one of those big symphonic pieces. And then, of course, Paul Haas will dabble some little nuggets of surprise right. in there as well. That's the 16th of September. So that's the first show of their season. And then we will have the first show of our 10x10 art series on September 20th. It's Plena Libra, which is a Puerto Rican band, which will be much fun. So not, I know everybody's busy, so we're not going to go further than that. But that's our first couple of weeks of September. And we also have a new show at the Amp going on sale Friday
tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, yep. This is Brantley Gilbert, another rising country star. And this will be, I believe the date is going to be in October. I've forgotten when the actual date is, but
tickets on sale tomorrow.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow for that. And so that will be available online and on the phone and in person at the box office.
WalnutCenter.org
for your tickets. Or you can call 443-5600. Or like I said, you can come down and visit us in our lovely air-conditioned lobby.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jody.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications with the Walton Arts Center.
Jody mentioned the Fayetteville Roots Festival that began today and extends through Sunday at several different downtown Fayetteville venues. This weekend, the annual Frisco Fest takes place at Rogers. And then we're off. Festivals from now until the holiday season is over.